StormLakeRadio.com and halftime of our South Central Calhoun football game. Ryan Thompson here now and previewing Titans girls basketball with head coach Dave Burks. Dave, you lost six seniors from a team that made the state tournament for the second year in a row, and all five starters graduated. So what is the outlook here for the 2015-16 campaign?
Well, we're not necessarily going to be young, but we are going to be inexperienced. The good news is we've got three or four kids back that saw significant time last year. Shelby Kingery is a senior. Jaden Kamanivong is a senior. Allison Burks is a junior. Those three played quite a bit throughout the tournament trail. So the cupboard isn't totally bare, but we're going to have a little work to do.
Yeah, Jaden and Allison, your most experienced returners, would you say that those two especially will be counted on the most?
Oh, no doubt. And I got to put Shelby in there, too. You know, those three kids, we're going to be looking for a lot from, and they've got to, you know, lead on the floor and lead off the floor and be major contributors to the program this year.
How have those three been doing in the off season, and has anyone else really stepped up their game over the summer?
Oh, they've been doing pretty good. You know, all three, and, you know, they got a lot of other stuff going on, too. So, you know, they've been busy, but Hannah Seal, who will be a sophomore, probably around 6'1", has really had a good summer. So we're looking for a lot from her in the, you know, control the middle there at 6'1". Couple freshmen, Maddie Jones, Heidi Hammond, have both looked really good this summer. You know, Maddie is a potential starter in the point guard spot. So, you know, anytime you have a good point guard, you feel like you can compete.
I was actually going to ask if there are any freshmen that could make an impact on varsity this year, and sounds like there are some possibilities.
Yeah, they both had a good summer and, you know, have been real faithful here in what little bit we do in the fall. And so, yeah, we're excited to have them on board, and I think they're ready, and find out on Monday.
Might be hard to tell at this point, but what kind of team do you foresee having this year?
Well, I think we're going to be okay. You know, we've got some pretty good athletes there. You know, a big key, as with any team, is can we put the ball in the hole? You know, are we going to be able to score? But, you know, we're going to have a little bit of size. You know, Allison and Jaden are in that 5'10 range, and Hannah at 6'1". So, you know, that'll help us out as well. So, you know, looking for good things.
Twin Lakes Conference, Newell Fonda, defending state champions, bring some players back, and I know they got a strong freshman class coming in. Pac LM returns a core of their team that played in a championship game. Manson Northwest Webster, their top three scorers are back, and a few other teams also return a lot.
Well, and I think you're absolutely right. You know, the Twin Lakes Conference is by far going to be one of the tougher conferences in the state. You know, the teams you mentioned, I'd be really surprised if Newell Fonda wasn't rated number one. Pocahontas, probably, unfortunately for them, with Nevada having everything back, they'll probably be rated number two. Manson will be a top 10 team, so very, very strong conference schedule we'll have.
Twin Lakes Conference has been rock solid the last few years, and this year should be no different. South Central Calhoun girls, they will be opening up their season November 24th when they play at Storm Lake, and we'll have that game broadcast along Storm Lake Radio. Dave, thanks so much for the time. Look forward to seeing you as the year progresses, and all the best.
You bet. Thanks for calling.